Good morning, Linda Kenyon.
Good morning. It is blissfully Friday in Washington. Yeah, I think it's Friday in Kalispell, too.
Yes, and they're equally blissful here. For me, anyway. Now, John is in Marcel Marceau mode for the most part today.
Kind of whisper mode.
He's our mime.
Yeah, that's right.
So sorry, John. Don't strain your voice. Don't talk.
Yeah, there you go. So what's on the radar in Washington, D.C. today?
Well, the President of the United States is going to be meeting in the Oval Office in about 5 hours from now with the mayor-elect of New York City, so Ron Mamdani. Now, the president was very upset that Mamdani won the race for New York City mayor, beating out Curtis Sliwa, the Republican, and former governor of New York, Mario Cuomo, because he feels that Mamdani is a communist. He calls him a communist. Mamdani says he's a democratic socialist. The president of the United States had a lot of very not nice things to say about Mamdani during the election. Did not endorse him, and said that if he were to win the election, then he would pull back all federal funding for New York. And, of course, whether he can do that is another issue entirely. And now, of course, he's being questioned about that, and Mamdani is going to be meeting with him in the Oval Office, as is customary for the incoming mayor-elect of the largest city. So this is going to be a very interesting interchange.
Okay, so this is a traditional meeting that happens each time there's a new mayor there. Is he meeting alone with the president, or is there going to be a lot of the president's cohorts there?
Well, there'll be other people in the room, possibly the press pool.
Oh.
Sometimes these things are closed, sometimes they're open. Right now it's closed, but I suspect it will be opened up to questions. The last time the president had an Oval Office event where he opened it up to questions was earlier this week when the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia was in town, and the president got very angry with questions from the press and verbally attacked one reporter in particular for asking about various things, not the least of which was the Epstein files, and of course the killing of Saudi journalist who lived in Virginia, who wrote for the Washington Post, Jamal Khashoggi, and U.S. intelligence has shown that that was ordered by the Crown Prince. And of course the president said that the prince knew nothing about it, et cetera, et cetera. And it really led to a major interchange with the media. He may not be looking for that again today.
Yeah.
So it's possible to keep it a closed event.
I guess what was in my mind was when Vladimir Zelensky made his first visit to the White House, and it turned into a slugfest there. I don't, you know, with others piling on. And anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But to know that this is traditional protocol, I don't know if that's giving the mayor of New York comfort or not. Will he have aides with him also?
Yes, he'll probably have his chief of staff with him at the least, and some other staff people. By the way, I said Mario Cuomo. That was his father. Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, yeah.
was the one who was running. His father was governor.
Okay.
Mario Cuomo.
Well, the other thing that...
Legacy with the Cuomo brothers.
Yeah.
Family.
Yeah, and there was the one that was the CNN reporter, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He got fired and now works at Newsmax, I believe.
Okay. Now, the thing that is kind of catching everybody's attention today is the six Democrats who did a video, and they're all... former service members, high ranking, that kind of a thing. And they're basically, the message was follow the Constitution was the advice that they were giving on this. What is happening with that statement now? The president was unhappy, apparently.
Yeah, very unhappy. So these senators and congressmen including Mark Kelly, the famous astronaut and Navy captain, were part of this video where they said, "Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders." That is actually the case. The military is allowed to refuse illegal orders. The president responded by saying, "This is really bad and dangerous to our country. Their words cannot be allowed to stand." This is all a quote. And then he wrote in all caps, "Seditious behavior from traitors, lock them up." And then a subsequent post, "Seditious behavior punishable by death." So that has been widely interpreted as saying that these members of Congress, who were, by the way, stating something that is true, now have a bounty on their heads, so to speak. And Capitol Hill police have been put on even higher alert than they already are in this day and age in which we live. And these congressmen and senators have extra security. And they're saying they didn't say anything wrong. They are speaking about the president's deployment of National Guard troops into U.S. cities without those cities' agreement. They're talking about the multiple military airstrikes ordered against vessels in the Caribbean and other international waters that the White House says were drug smuggling boats, although we've seen no intelligence because they don't let us see that. So they can, you know, saying that they were in fact drug smuggling boats. In fact, of the many people who have been killed in what many are saying are extrajudicial killings, there have been a few survivors. And the president said he was taking aim at Venezuela, but some of these survivors were not from Venezuela. And when they returned to their home country, they were let go because, at least one of them was let go because they found that they could not link any crime to this person and hadn't done anything wrong. So are these drug smuggling boats? Are these fishing boats? Et cetera, et cetera. And so the senators and congressmen, all of whom you say have, you rightly point out, have military and intelligence community backgrounds, have said that, you know, the military has a right to refuse illegal orders. It's actually written in their oath, so they don't have to do that. And the president is saying otherwise. Now, at the White House press conference yesterday, the White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, was asked the question, to be clear, is the president calling for the death of members of Congress? And she said no. But she also said that the Democrats who did this must be held accountable. And she turned it, you know, to them, saying to suggest, this is a quote, to suggest and encourage that active duty service members defy the chain of command is a very dangerous thing for sitting members of Congress to do. Now, we took a survey of responses from members of Congress, and as you can well imagine, it crossed along party lines. So the Democrats all felt that the president's remarks calling for seditious behavior punishable by death, et cetera, was beyond the pale and was never acceptable to call for violence. And that Senator Chuck Schumer in particular said, we have never had a president who has been so blatant about supporting political violence. Now, the Republicans, the House Speaker, Mike Johnson in particular, Senator Lindsey Graham, both very strong Trump supporters, tried to change the subject, saying that it was the Democrats' fault, that they should not have been saying what they said. And the Senate Majority Leader John Thune pushed back on the video that the Democrats released, saying, well, he doesn't agree with Trump suggesting the death penalty. He thinks that what they did was wrong. Speaker Mike Johnson saying that when it comes to Trump saying sedition and punishable by death, Johnson said, and this is a quote, this is a factual statement. But he did not respond to is what the president said, calling for the death of members of Congress, an acceptable thing. He kind of ducked into his office.
And the beat goes on, as they say. National Guard in D.C., what is the status of that? A federal judge is handed down an order.
Yeah, well, this is interesting because this happened right after the White House press secretary said that everything the president does is legal. And nothing he has done regarding National Guard troops is illegal. And then probably about 10 minutes after the press secretary said that, the judge released a ruling blocking the Trump administration's deployment of National Guard in the nation's capital. By the way, they have been here in Washington, D.C. Since September. The judge said that the deployment exceeded federal authority. So what happens now? Well, nothing really. They're still here because the judge paused her own order until December 11th, giving the administration time to appeal, and you can pretty much guarantee the administration will appeal.
Okay, and yesterday was the funeral for Vice President Dick Cheney?
Yes, it was at the Washington National Cathedral, a very traditional funeral for a head of state. The former vice president died at the age of 84 last week, and he was the vice president under the George W. Bush administration. He was the defense secretary under the George H.W. Bush administration. He was a congressman from Wyoming and a former chief of staff for the, I believe, under the Bush administration, the first Bush administration. So all of the dignitaries were there, former presidents, former vice presidents, including Harris, Gore, and Quayle. Former President George W. Bush delivered a eulogy. Liz Cheney, the former congresswoman and daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, delivered a eulogy, and President Trump was not there.
Okay. So, interesting. Dan Quayle, I hadn't even thought of him in years.
Yeah.
He was there.
Yeah, he was there.
All
yeah.
Right. He did.
We see him every so often at a yeah. funeral like this.
Does anybody lived a quiet potato.
Life? Yeah, I was going to say, does anybody hold up a flashcard with the word potato on it?
And how to spell it? Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he has lived a very quiet life since he left the vice presidency years ago.
Well,
the president not at the funeral. He did not care for the Cheneys, especially Liz Cheney, because she was one of two Republicans who were on the January 6th committee and was not supportive of President Trump's actions on that day and made it very clear. Dick Cheney did not endorse Donald Trump for re-election. He endorsed Kamala Harris.
Yeah, well, so that was probably offensive to President Trump, I'm thinking. Anyway, thanks for your fine report and your insight. We love the fact that you're there on the ground and can give us the buzz, what you're hearing.
The buzz, yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much.